This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the Western military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July, NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for the two Baltic Sea nations. Hungary gave its approval to Finland on Monday, leaving only Turkey remaining in a process that must be unanimous among current NATO members. Both Helsinki and Stockholm had their bids slowed as Ankara expressed concerns that the two countries were too lenient toward groups that Turkey considers terror organizations. Representatives from the three countries met earlier this month to resolve their outstanding issues, but Turkey has yet to indicate whether it will ultimately support Sweden's bid. NATO leaders have said Sweden has carried out a series of reforms to overcome Turkey's concerns. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has repeatedly said he expects both Finland and Sweden to become NATO members. U.S. military officials say two Army helicopters crashed Wednesday night in the southern state of Kentucky, resulting in several casualties. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two U.S. Army HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters with the 101st Airborne Division crashed in southwestern Kentucky Wednesday night during a routine training mission, according to Fort Campbell. In a Facebook post, the fort says the command is currently focused on caring for the service members and their families. Kentucky State Troopers guarded closed roads outside the scene, and Trigg County rescue vehicles could be seen rolling in. The crash is under investigation. Fort Campbell posted that the status of the crew members was unknown, but Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says fatalities are expected. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is VOA News. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency said Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear plant is facing perhaps a more dangerous phase after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site on Wednesday.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, which has come under repeated shelling. But he said he was putting aside this plan so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Zaporizhia is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Australia has taken the first formal step towards holding a referendum to recognize indigenous people in the Constitution. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus introduced the bill in Parliament Thursday. He said the referendum would be an opportunity to acknowledge history and help Australians come together for a more reconciled future.
I trust the Australian people to understand that this is an opportunity for a better future, not just for the First Peoples of Australia, but for all Australians.
Australia's Aboriginal people make up about 3.2% of the country's nearly 26 million people, but are not mentioned in Australia's 122-year-old constitution. They were marginalized by British colonial rulers and not granted voting rights until the 1960s. West Virginia and Kentucky became the latest states in the U.S. on Wednesday to impose restrictions on some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the details.
At least 11 states have now enacted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming care for minors. Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, Utah, South Dakota, and West Virginia. Federal judges have blocked enforcement of laws in Alabama and Arkansas, and nearly two dozen states are considering bills this year to restrict or ban care.
That was AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping onto the front lines of the battle for democracy in Africa. Harris is spending time Thursday in Tanzania as it makes fragile progress toward restoring its reputation as a more inclusive government. Samia Suluhu Hassan, Tanzania's first female president, has undone some of the East African country's more oppressive policies, including lifting a ban on opposition rallies. Harris is the first woman to serve as U.S. vice president, and her meeting with Hassan will be a noteworthy show of support from Washington. I'm Richard Green reporting for